This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We go with thoughts and beliefs and expectations paramount on the discussion portion of the DJV show. Come to think of it, that's the whole show. We're a discussion focus. No exceptions here. Ideas prevail. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Jennifer, what ideas prevailing with you right now?
Well, I thought we needed a little bit of good news, and, you know, there's just a lot of muck out there. So today marks the 20th, well, actually, it was the 80th birthday yesterday of Alex Trebek, and today he is celebrating his 80th birthday with the release of his first book. His first memoir is out and available. He confirmed that he is doing well. He still feels good at 80 years old. The book is called The Answer Is, and it's Reflections on My Life by Alex Trebek. I think the reason this is so important is for many of us, our entire lives have been spent with Alex Trebek and Pat Sajak in our home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there are very few people in the entertainment media, maybe I'd add in Regis Philbin, I'd add in a few others, who have just always sort of been there. And they become staples in the household. And I don't know, there are a few recognizable voices for me more than Vin Scully, who was the play-by-play man for the Dodgers for a long time. But I think for a lot of kids, Alex Trebek was a constant in their house. Every day in the evening after dinner, you turn on the TV and, you know, Aunt Betty starts shouting out answers at the television. And he's been there in a very positive way. You know, he's one of those people who hasn't gotten involved in the muck of social media. He doesn't have the stink of being overtly political on him. He is just someone who's been consistent and steady and there. And people know that he's been fighting so much in this battle against cancer. And so it's just happy to see that he made it to his 80th birthday, and he's got this book out, and this is sort of another, pardon the pun, new chapter for Alex.
Yep, it's very cool, and it's nice to see him, a good guy who survives. And again, we've talked about this. He's got a hairpiece on now. Looks pretty much the same as his hair used to be, and his appearance is good for 80, no matter whether he was sick or he wasn't. He looks swell for 80. And given what he's been going through treatment-wise and otherwise, wow. It's really, and the fact that most people don't make it through for anywhere near as long as he has with pancreatic cancer, I think there's a testament there in part to attitude and how if you have the right attitude, it will help you certainly, not always, not in every case, but in many cases, if not most cases, I'd throw that out there. If you have a really positive attitude and you're actively attitudinal in a positive way, I think it helps a whole lot. I really do. And having people
he celebrated
think
all
about
of this.
You.
Oh yeah, the positivity. Mm-hmm. He celebrated all of this with an interview on Good Morning America, and he looks fantastic. He's wearing kind of like a camel colored jacket and a pink shirt, and he just looks not overtly tan, but he looks like very healthy and good, and it actually he looks better to me now than he did maybe a year or so ago. He sounds better too, and he was asked that question that he always gets asked about who he wants to replace him, and so his answer has fluctuated. It's gone up and down, but one constant he always goes back to is Betty White. He said, because I know the producers will want someone younger and someone funnier, so he said he recommends Betty White for that.
Yep. There are people who are looking at the president of the United States as a trendsetter because he's now wearing a mask more in public than he had been. What's the reason for that, Jennifer? Is there anything, do we have to look for some hidden message there? Or is it just, okay, I think I should be wearing a mask now?
You know, the funny thing is that the times that people would say he wasn't wearing a mask, it was when he was in the White House surrounded by people who are constantly being tested and probably didn't need to wear a mask. But he has been captured wearing the mask when he goes out and tours factories. He's just not doing it for the photo op like a lot of our elected officials. And so people are saying, oh, this was this big reversal by Trump. Well, the president did a coronavirus task force briefing at the White House House yesterday. I thought he did a good job. He was somber. He had the right tone.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah,
people didn't like hearing that.
It's not very Trump-like because he's optimistic about this country. And so he said, you know, we've got a lot to deal with. We've got more cases coming in. Wear the mask when you can. Wear the mask when you're not social distancing. Wear the mask when you're out of your house. He said, don't go to bars. I mean, he had the messages that we've been hearing from our health leaders and leaders from the science industry. So, you know, I think he did a good job. I think he needed to set the tone. I think people were hungry. Agree for these briefings again, you know, and I think the president wanted to focus.
Cases spiking, it's crazy.
Right, I think he wanted to focus on getting back to normal, but unfortunately, normal is not something that it seems most states can get back to at this point.
Well, I noticed that speaking of normal, the crime stats have changed because of the epidemic, pandemic, sickness, whatever. But there are more murders, so robbing stores. And that sort of thing seems to be on the decline, but aggressive behavior toward other individuals. Could this in part be, well, I think there's a general overview. We're frustrated, not that that's a reason for this stuff, but it becomes part of the thinking. We're frustrated because we've been inside, kind of locked down for months. The Black Lives Matter movement has gotten us now to thinking about things that aren't right and what we need to change, what we need to focus on. And maybe because there are people on the edge, I'm just speculating here as to why there are more shootings and killings under the circumstances.
Well, look at what's happening in our big cities. There's just a lot of violence. I mean, Chicago used to be the place where it would all happen. Now, New York has seen a spike in violent crime. Los Angeles has seen a spike in violent crime. Portland, Seattle, all these places are seeing a spike, and whether that, and I still believe that there is a organic movement of protesters who are doing the right thing and who are trying to make change the right way, but their movement has been stolen by people who just want to cause chaos.
Exactly. There's an organic movement of people that get into a bus and go from city to city just to stir things up because they're being paid by some force, some source. I think it is a derivative of the Chinese government. And I don't,
well, they have on a tech front, you're right, they have traced some of those IP addresses to Chinese nationalists who are posting on Facebook, you know, meet here, and, you know, it's nuts. But the other thing is, though, pandemic aside, when unemployment is up, crime is up. So it's not surprising that we have 50 million people who are out of work or have applied for assistance and that crime is up. Alcoholism is way up. So when you mix alcohol and guns and unemployment, of course you're going to have a spike in violence. That's just what happens.
Interesting
combo. Not surprising.
Well, and that's the argument that a lot of
domestic
people are
making
against.
Is way up. You're also in the summer months. I mean, all of this stuff statistically, it all adds up.
That's the argument that people are making against the stay-at-home orders, because when people stay at home, this is what happens. When people are told they can't work, this is the kind of stuff that happens. So, I mean, there's not just one answer to why things are going on. Plus, the effort to take the police away. I know crime is spiking all over the place. They've been trying to defund the police because they don't think there's enough resources, so people are just feeling emboldened. And in California, you can steal a car, and it's a misdemeanor. So car theft has gone way up during the last couple of months. Stupid.
It's amazing what people think, you know, how they look at, when I think about the police and reorganization and stuff, the police under reorganization should have those sorts of things on the top of their list to be following and be involved in, not the bottom of the list or not.
That's not the goal.
What the hell are they doing? What are they doing?
The goal of the movement, though, is to get police off the street and to send social workers in to try to calm situations that they're not equipped to solve. And so, you know,
there's no violence involved, or maybe there's a cooperative effort.
You know, what does that mean? I mean, how many situations get escalated in California, in Los Angeles,
where
I live?
It's
the homeless people. So, okay, so you send a social worker out to deal with the homeless person who's crazed out of his mind on drugs, things get violent, and then you have innocent people getting hurt. And there's just no easy answer here. And to throw the baby out with the bathwater in big cities where crime is already on the rise, not smart.
How in the world, I've always marveled at this, do people who are homeless and have no money get drugs? How does that happen?
That's why they're homeless, because they do have money, but they spend it on drugs.
Oh.
Well, and a lot, well, explains, yeah, and another part of that, a lot of it is sexual favors and sexual trafficking and sex work. So.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The president has closed down the Chinese consulate in Houston. What's the...
Why do we need a Chinese consulate in Houston? I'm sorry if that's a racist question, but I just genuinely don't understand it.
No, I'm tired. You know what? I'm tired of any reference to any minority, no matter what you say, you're a racist. You know what? Get lost with that.
Well,
this is not about racism at all. It's about a bunch of crooks running a country who are trying to screw over the rest of the world.
I'm just saying, why is there a consulate in New York, right? But why do we need one in Houston, Texas for China? Yeah. I just don't get it.
Well, the question, I don't know, that's a separate question, but what have they been doing? Apparently, the closure was aimed at protecting American intellectual property, private information. Whether that's going on because somebody in the Houston consulate was, their IP address was tracked and that's why they closed that down, or is this just a sort of shake and bake? You do this, I do that, we close this, you close that. Is that
the administration's just starting to get really tough on China? They charged some hackers this week. They closed down the consulate, and then I think it's Thursday that the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to make a pretty significant announcement on foreign policy with China. So there's more coming this week. It seems like.
But where? Okay, so that's coming from the administration. What's going on in Congress to put the Chinese government in its place? What are we doing to help our... That's exactly right. Crickets. They aren't doing a damn thing. Nothing.
Well, for many of them, just like Hollywood, it's their gravy train.
These hackers you were talking about, they were both... Were they taking just trade secrets? What were they doing?
They were intellectual property. I think there was all kinds of stuff. They were hacking into COVID vaccine stuff. There's a lot of different charges. We can go through the list. I just have to pull it up. Yeah.
So apparently what was going on in Houston caught the attention of the news media because there was a courtyard fire behind the consulate in which they were burning a bunch of papers, things that you would they don't have. They don't have a grinder. What do they call those things?
A shredder?
They have to burn it.
To have a garbage fire at the Chinese consulate, that's a little suspect.
That's really, All right, so that's that report. Let me report to you on some new findings when it comes to your contemplation of a healthy weight loss program. There are lots of things to consider all the time. I send you to toploss.com so you can see the story of all the people who are back to feeling good because they have lost the weight and they're keeping it off. This is a product made in the USA. That's one of the things when I talk about something on the air and give it an endorsement, one of my priorities is that it has to be natural, it has to be made in America, and that's what this product is all about. Safe, especially formulated, scientifically proven to aid because of the protein and digestive enzyme component of what you're putting into your body. It repairs your body as well as helps your body lose weight the all-natural way. Helps your body absorb the ingredients three times faster than anything else that's on the market today. Take four capsules before you go to bed, and you'll be feeling better the next day. And in a month or two, you'll start to notice that the weight's going away. Do a little exercise. That's important. But I just find it's so compelling to look at all the stories that they have that are listed there in the success rate section at toploss.com. So make this a successful move for you. Let's get you onto the program. You can't start unless you go to the website toploss.com, look the information over, use the code DJV, and you won't have any shipping charges, and you will have the BOGO deal. You can buy 3, 4, 5 and get an equal number free. Get on the program. Stay on it 6 months. You'll lose the weight and keep it off. Toploss.com, code DJV for the discounts.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the DJV program, as is exemplified by Dave Mason, getting us into our music portion of this hour, every hour during this section of the program, during this section of the hour. We have a couple of music stories, keep you up to date on some of your favorite performers, like Dave Mason. I've always been kind of a fan of his. He's recorded, remember, the traffic classic, Feeling All Right. They re-recorded it for the quarantine age. That is Sammy Hagar, Mick Fleetwood, Michael McDonald, Yucca Bunga, and the Doobie Brothers together. The song wasn't a big hit when it appeared on the first traffic record, but since been covered by everybody from Joe Cocker, Three Dog Night, the Jackson 5, Gladys Knight, Paul Weller, Isaac Hayes. Wow, this is a very interesting blend of different sorts of musicians, pop music musicians. Who would have thought, Mason says, who would have thought that this would go on to be covered by so many different artists and bands? You just never know. But what I do know is that people need some hope and comfort, especially music, which is why I called up some of my friends to re-record a special version of this song, Feeling All Right. To do that remotely was somewhat challenging, but the spirit of strength, hope, and heart prevailed. Mason inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Traffic back in 2004. The Doobies were supposed to enter the hall earlier this year, but the ceremony pushed back to November and will be a virtual event on HBO. The 50th anniversary reunion tour with Michael Yucca Bunga McDonald was slated for this summer. That's been delayed. As far as I'm concerned, it could be delayed forever with him involved in it. Mason says, we all miss performing, though. It's important to us to be able to stay connected with our fans, and not to mention each other.
This was a really cool version. Sammy Hagar, I was just telling Phil, when I watched the video of this, Sammy Hagar is the standout on this. He sounds so good. He should be, forget Michael McDonald. The Doobies should take Sammy Hagar on the road with them, and they would sound so great together.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. All right, next up musically at 26 after the hour on the DJV show with Victoria and Doug and you, going back 30 years, Jazz Foundation of America's work to keep jazz and blues and R&B alive by providing assistance to the musicians that are in that performance area that are in need. This is a nonprofit which provides everything from housing assistance to teaching jobs to hundreds of musicians, helped artists with basic living expenses during the current problem. Raising funds for the foundation has been the job of Steve Jordan, the drummer, staging Red, White, Black, and Blues. 16-hour journey through Black American live music starting this Saturday at 9 a.m. at fans.com. You can see the stream. Classic performances by Alicia Keys, Aretha, B.B. King, Beyonce, Bill Withers, Billie Holiday, Chance the Rapper, Little Richard, Kendrick Lamar, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Wow, this is quite an interesting, diverse group as well. Telling the story of black music through some classic archival performances they have. Jazz, blues, and gospel are African-American art forms, says Steve Jordan. They are the basis of rock and roll, the bedrock of American pop culture. American pop culture has turned out to be our greatest export. The universal language of music is undeniable, unmistakable, and unstoppable, so he said. The event will feature clips from Missy Elliott, Muddy Waters, the Notorious B.I.G., Otis Redding, Patti LaBelle, Run DMC. This will be very interesting. Not
I think it's great that they didn't do it in chronological order, so you just get a real mix of everything. I can't wait to watch this. This is going to be really cool.
This looks good. Yep. Yeah. So good luck to them. And this performance, again, starts Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with all of this stuff streaming at fans.com. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra-pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan to take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man. John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor. Yeah. Someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News, as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Wednesday, July the 22nd. Yep, we've decided we're about two-thirds of the way through this month. I'm Doug Steffen here with my pal Victoria Keelan. And we've become good pals, good friends over the years. And I think that is part of what people identify with. It isn't something, you know, a lot of these programs, no matter what time of the day they're on. One of the things that I have been talking to a few consultants lately about, you know, I do that off and on, as you know, Victoria, because I believe I'm not the smartest guy in the block, and so it's good to have input from people that you trust. One of the things that some of these consultants have come up with over the years are these shows with the sidekicks that go, all that stupid, phony laughing all the time, and the contrived conversation that is supposed to be funny, and it isn't. I don't know who enjoys, maybe it's just me, I can't figure out what it is that people like about listening to that stuff, because it is so phony. If you say something that's funny, good, laugh at it. But but after everything that some stupid host says, somebody in the studio, either the blonde bimbo or the other person who's there, or a bunch of them all together, they just laugh.
Well, you definitely don't get that here.
No, not from you. No. That's for
or
sure.
Or from Jen.
No, not from Jen. But Jennifer's. Oh, here we go. Let's have the laugh tracks. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. I've got my own. I have my sound effect. Hold on a second here. I've got my routine. Oh, that's the clapping. Hey, for this. All right, so we have our cornball approach to things. Meanwhile, I wanted to, I know we have some unsolved mysteries. I noticed something that I probably will forget to talk about if I don't do it now. You know, sometimes I need instant reward. I've been following Liz Cheney, who surprises me. You know, she's the daughter of Lynn and Dick Cheney. She's not cut out of the same mold as either one of them, really. She is from Wyoming, where they grew up. The family is from there. She looks quite a bit like her mother, but she's, I would describe her as a firebrand. Do you think that's accurate? She's a member of the Republican, well, she's leadership, I know that, but she's been taking on some of the Republican groups that are really wackadoodle far right. I mean, just lost. Like some of the people on the left side. One of the reasons that you and I work on this program is we may not be philosophically in tune on everything. We agree on a lot of stuff. But you're not, like, off the charts with your liberalism any more than Jennifer is off the charts with her republicanism, if you will, or her conservatism. And so, in that way, we set an example of how you can discuss things, come up with solutions or ideas that fix problems, or at least, you know, air different points of view without getting shouted down. So what I find with Liz Cheney that is interesting, at least the latest thing, is all of the Republicans. I think yesterday you took me to task for saying something about Fauci and may, excuse me, have come from some place that wasn't exactly 100% correct or open-minded. I still think he has questionable ties to pharmaceutical industry. But having said that, Liz Cheney went right up to this Freedom Caucus group, went in their face about her support for Dr. Fauci and them trying to derail her. She has supported a Republican named Thomas Massie in the primary against somebody who's a Trumpster. But she's the chairman of the GOP conference and says, among other things, that Fauci is not being treated fairly. Basically, he's one of the finest public servants we have. He's not a partisan. His interest is saving lives. We need his expertise, his judgment, etc. All Americans should be thanking him. I don't know about all Americans. Well, I mean, that's what she said. And so
most Americans do feel that way, though. There have been numerous polls that show most Americans trusted Dr. Fauci more than they trusted Trump. And a lot of them still do.
It doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to get to that point.
When it comes to the virus. And so she has been critical on Twitter. She's been critical of how Trump has handled the virus. I think a lot of people have been critical. She's not in the minority there. And she has bashed his Twitter rhetoric and his foreign policy. So those are the three things that she doesn't agree with him on. And I think it's ridiculous that the rest of this Republican Freedom Caucus is attacking her. You know, it's whatever. It's politics as usual.
But one of the things that startled me about this is,
and I'm no fan
her,
of hers by any means. She said a lot of things that I totally disagree with, that I think have been detrimental to women and the LGBTQ community, of which she is a member. She has been an out-of-the-closet
right?
lesbian for years. Yeah. So, you know, but sometimes, I don't know, I guess politics, she's put politics
makes
ahead of
strange
other
bedfellows. You know that old expression.
Yeah.
All right. That mystery we won't solve. You've got other unsolved mysteries that you would like to explain Or is there an answer? Sometimes these TV shows start something and they never really finish them. So you've been following the latest.
In this case, it might be different, and I hope it is. So one of the most popular, it's in the top five most watched things on Netflix, is the new reboot of Unsolved Mysteries. Now, we all remember from the 80s, early 90s, Unsolved Mysteries was a weekly show. It was an hour long, focused on one case. And at the end, it said, if you have any tips, you know, here's the tip line. Well, right. the reboot
was
on
like
Netflix.
The old, that was the thing that it was like the thing that Adam Walsh did. Remember that 30, 40 years ago when his son was abducted? Started something on Fox. Do you,
what was
you know
the name of that show?
Show?
I know what you mean.
It's like an Unsolved, but it wasn't called. So let me look it up while you're talking about that.
Anyway, so the new reboot of Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix, I can't recommend it highly enough. It is really, really good. And so the nice thing is, in the era of social media, which Unsolved Mysteries never had the benefit of social media back then, and now social media is everywhere, and everybody has receipts, everybody knows where everybody is, everyone knows, you know, what's going on, and there's a case of the murder of Alonzo Brooks. He was found dead after going to a party in 2004 in Kansas with a group of his friends. The friends, he's black and his friends were all white. The friends all had gotten scattered from this party. They didn't know who was hosting the party, but when they got there, it was about an hour away from where they lived. They knew a few of the people at the party. Some people at the party, after he was found dead weeks later, his body was found in the woods near this farm where the party took place. Some people at the party said that they had seen him having an altercation with a white guy who was upset that a white girl at the party had taken a liking to Alonzo Brooks. So it kind of sets the stage. This was very racist, you know, redneck kind of party. That's how the people at the party described it, that they said this was very much like, you know, a redneck kind of party. So now because of this episode airing on Netflix, and because it was only 2004, social media, you know, existed in 2004, and the people who were at that party were in their early 20s. So early 20s, you cut to, you know, 16 years later, everybody is, you know, an adult. They're probably parents now. They're married. Maybe somebody had a conscience. They saw something that they didn't report. Now the case is back in the forefront, and the FBI is involved. And so they have exhumed Alonzo Brooks' body. They're going to reexamine it. At the time, they listed his death as inconclusive because of the advanced decomposition of the body. The authorities were left with very little concrete evidence at the time. People knew close to him, they said that he did not commit suicide. They did not believe he accidentally drowned because the swampy area he was found, where his body was found, he had no fluid in his lungs. They were able to determine that. And they did believe he was murdered, but they had no leads. Now the FBI is calling his death a hate crime, and they're offering a $100,000 reward for any information that leads to an arrest. And so this is great news for his family, who have been for the last 16 years trying desperately to get a lead, just to get some closure on this case and for justice. It seems like, and the way they found one of his boots, it had been like tossed out of a window of a moving car, and another one of his boots was found somewhere else. He was beaten. They knew that. They could tell that in the autopsy. He was badly beaten, probably taken to a different location, knowing that the cops were going to be surrounding the place. So after the cops are finished with their searches, they had the dogs, they had people walking. It was this huge searching thing, over 100 people involved. After that died down, they let the family come in, and that's when the body was found, right near the farmhouse. So it's pretty suspicious that all those people and the dogs couldn't find a body, and then as soon as they call off the search, the body reappears. It's kind of suspicious. So I think that hopefully they can find some DNA evidence and bring, I think this is probably multiple killers. This guy was a football player. He was a star football player, big guy. Yeah, obviously, it would have taken more than one other person to brutally beat and murder him. And so I hope that they find whoever did this because his family has been in agony.
I want to send that same crew over to find out what the real story is to the killing of that reporter Khashoggi. Remember? Mohammed bin Salman.
I think we all know what happened.
Chopping him up and sending him to the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But where is the proof? That's what they'd say. Oh, you haven't got any proof.
Right.
Really? I think there's a lot of proof. You just have to find it. And that would be, again, an eye-opener for a good investigative reporter. By the way, I was thinking about John
Walsh.
Yeah,
but think of it this way. Everybody who investigates that stuff ends up exactly like Jamal Khashoggi. Jamal Khashoggi is in a million pieces because he was critical of Bin Salman. So, you know, it's not really something that for the faint of heart, and I don't know that it's something that anyone would want or their loved one investigating.
You better have a string attached to your waist and have it a big ball behind you so that you can follow the trail if you're going to go into that department. I had mentioned Adam Walsh, the youngster who was abducted. His father, John Walsh, became the host of America's Most Wanted.
Oh, America's Most Wanted, right.
A show pretty much like this. And went on for, 18 years or something.
Did he ever find the killer of his son?
Yes.
Because I think that was why he launched the show, right?
Yes, it was. Yep, yeah. I forget who it was, but I do think it took them quite a long time, but they did find who did it. He was away at the Bahamas, if I remember correctly, when his son was abducted. There was a babysitter. It was a sordid story for sure. But there are a lot of those real-life sordid stories. You think sometimes when you watch SVU... or some of these other shows on TV that are, just kind of creepy. That these things, those are made for television. But oftentimes the ideas come from what's happened in real life. Mm-hmm. And you said, I remember when Law and Order, one of the slug lines was, ripped out of the paper, or ripped out of the headlines, or whatever, stories ripped out of the headlines. And that was, they obviously used different names, but it was so obvious. That was when Dick Wolf became very popular, and more, this is, 25, 30 years ago, when those shows got started, they were popular because they could quickly turn around a script and make it real. You know, within a month or two of an event happening in the real world, there was a show that you knew was built on case XYZ.
Yeah,
and that went on for the 22 years. That show was a hit. By the way,
the show has been sued a couple times too.
No,
because it was too close to home.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
For people who were accused. Yeah,
and there is talk among the Wolfers that they want to bring back the original Law and Order with some of the original cast. You know, if you ever pay close attention, there's so much stuff being done in that shop. There are so many actors and actresses who got their start and became recognizable, and they stay in. Wolf likes to go back to the same people. You see, so from series to series, you often see many of the same actors who may have gotten their start on Law and Order, and then they went to SVU, or they went to Chicago Police, or Chicago PD, or they went to the FBI. I mean, you see all of these same people.
Remember. Well, I've noticed that too. They all seem very loyal to him. They seem to really like him a lot.
Like working with him. Yeah.
I don't even remember who the original cast was now. It's changed so many times.
Moriarty was the chief law enforcement officer. DA was a guy named Moriarty. He was on the show.
Because I remember Jerry Orbach, right?
Yep.
And
Orbach,
Sam Waterston,
was the first cop that was there. And his first partner was
Jerry's
Noth.
Partner was.
No,
oh, it was Chris Noth.
Chris Noth.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at what the start that gave him.
Yeah,
he's got a
he
new
was great on that.
He's a good actor.
I love him.
He's
great.
He owns a theater. You probably know that better than most. He owns a theater down on Broadway, and he apparently got his start as a theater guy and put his money into reviving some old theater hall. I don't remember what the name of it.
He's very much a New Yorker. I used to see him running in Central Park all the time. He used to love my little chihuahua. He would always stop and play with him. He's a very sweet guy.
Yeah, likable guy.
I mean, for my generation, he's Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Oh, of
and
course.
So he's always going to be a god.
Big. It's always, it's about Big. Yeah, and that's another thing. He's played so many different characters over the years in movies.
Well, and then remembering The Good Wife? That was a great role,
too. Yeah, he was the husband of The Good Wife. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, exactly. All right, so there we have a trip down memory lane from television there, boys and girls. At 10 before the hour, this is the DJV Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
John Williamish, but it isn't. This is theme music you never recognize in 100 years, but the movie is recognized. Do you really?
Absolutely.
You remember this theme from Hook? Really?
This was one. I think this was one of the first movies I ever saw in a theater. Yeah. This is a magical movie for my childhood. Absolutely.
So who did the music? Chuck Curry's here
John
on movie.
Williams. John Williams.
It was John Williams.
Yeah, because it's a Spielberg movie. It's John Williams. Let me just say this. Yesterday would have been Robin Williams' 69th birthday. He played the grown-up Peter Pan in Hook. It's interesting that Victoria said that that was one of her favorite childhood movies, and she has fond memories, because when this movie came out, it was very polarizing. A lot of people look at it as one of the worst Spielberg movies. I remember seeing this in the theater. I absolutely love this movie. I understand it has some flaws in its storytelling. But people who grew up on this movie in the 90s seem to love this film.
Mm-hmm.
And it is completely critic-proof.
Why?
In their eyes.
What is there about it because the makes, you love
because,
it? Why?
Because it makes you feel good. It's
yep.
a great score. It has a beautiful message about don't lose your inner childhood. And I think
mm-hmm.
that message radiates to certain people. Certain people, maybe it does not. It certainly does with me.
Me too.
I like that movie a lot.
I feel like, Doug, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but I feel like you would love it. It's just it just gives you the heart tingles. It's such a good movie.
I was not a Robin Williams fan. I did see some of the movies, like Good Will Hunting was one of my very favorite movies.
Great.
And I don't know really why. It's the story. Certainly a couple of Boston guys. Maybe that's why it did. I don't know. Maybe that's why I got into it. Because I didn't know.
Can I say one more thing?
But you liked him in that, though, right? He won the Oscar.
Yeah.
He was
wonderful. Yeah. No, I did like him in that. Yeah. What'd you say, Chuck? Excuse me.
I was going to say somebody asked me a few weeks ago what celebrity passing had the most impact on me in terms of sadness since I've been doing this show with you for 20-something years. And it would be Robin Williams passing. I just, that was a really, really sad day. And the way, I mean, the fact that he committed suicide, it was, that was a hard pill to swallow. I was a fan. He's a tremendous talent, a unique individual. And the fact that he did pass that way does tell you a lot about the complexity of the human mind. So it's really interesting.
Well, I think some of the best actors around are some of the most disturbed people you'd find, whatever, however, why it makes them being a tinderbox of conflict, why that
maybe
makes you a better actor. Maybe it makes it easier for you to slip
into
other
roles. Just being able to tap into
roles.
That darkness is important for some roles, yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing. When you read the excerpts of this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard divorce trial or whatever, it's one reason you don't go public with your private life like that, because nothing good will come out of that.
Do you think, Chuck, or his career will ever bounce back after all this?
Not to the extent that it was in its heyday, no.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll work, but I don't know if the, you know, I don't think, no, the big studios like Disney's going to give him a plum role. It's a lot of public.
It's a lot of damage. Stuff. Oh, it is a soap opera. They're going to make a movie about it. It's crazy.
Well,
personally, I don't want to hear it, but it is what it is.
But who else has been through that sort of thing? It's a public figure and the private life of that figure.
Oh, listen, I don't want to veer into a different topic other than movies, but I will say this. Most people who've gone through a bad relationship, if it all got aired out, some of it probably wouldn't look too good. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. I think a lot of
business
people, everyday folks, you see that happening as a result of the virus. And there are people who spend a lot of time with their spouses and they don't like them. So the divorce courts are loaded now. The lawyers are having a picnic getting people divorced who don't want to be together because they figured out who they were married to. And they don't like it. So,
exactly.
All right. And that's a movie right there, isn't it? Isn't that a movie?
That is. I just want to say this, you know, we're always talking about theatrical versus streaming. This is how big time Netflix is committed. Netflix is going to commit $200 million for a film titled The Gray Man, starring Ryan Gosling, going to be directed by the Russo brothers who did the last two Avengers movies. He's a very talented guy. But it tells you a $200 million Netflix film, that is all in as any major studio could be.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Well, they still won't get Oscar contention. If they want to be, don't they want Oscar contention? Don't they want
to? Well, then it has to get some form of a theatrical release. That is the rule.
That's
like,
the saving
grace. The Irishman, they dumped it in a handful of theaters, but mostly they kept it.
I went to the movies in one of those off sort of Main Street theaters to see it in Los Angeles last winter. It was a very good movie, I thought, frankly. 59 past the hour, and you do it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.